Blog Talk Radio.
Hey world, you reached. This is T-Stizzle Radio, and I'm coming on tonight. I've been talking about this on Twitter, Facebook, on YouTube, MySpace. I'm trying to, you know, bring us all together to discuss the senseless violence that's going on in our community. We have a lot of stuff going on right now. We need to discuss it. We have an hour, so we're going to get this show started. I have my co-host here. I want them to introduce themselves. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What up, y'all? It is Princess FAA. Hey, hey.
And my other host?
This is Neil. That's it.
He said this is Neil, and that's it. So Neil is joining us. I see callers coming in, and I appreciate that. So really what I want to get across is I want to know how you guys feel about the teenagers of today and the youth of today. Do you guys feel like it's just getting out of control? We all saw the senseless beating that happened in Chicago. Of course, people get killed every day. People get beat every day, but it doesn't get captured on camera. So that's why the world is now waking up. That's why the world is talking about this. So I want to get everybody's input on what they feel like, and I want to, you know, about the situation, about their neighborhoods. I've gotten so many letters in the past 48 hours. You know, little kids scared to leave their house. They don't want to leave their mother's side. They're scared they're going to get shot. I got young boys emailing me talking about they're scared they ain't going to make it to be 18. And I just feel like the mentality of our young people, it needs to change. I grew up with this mentality, and we have to put an end to it. And I want to shout out to everybody in the chat room. Go ahead and join us. Y'all get y'all's talk on. I'm going to include you guys in the conversation as well. So I'm going to take the first caller here. It's somebody calling in here from air code 704. 704, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sunshine, originally from Philadelphia, also known as Killadelphia, but I reside in the Charlotte, North Carolina area right now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sunshine, for calling in. So what do you think about the teenagers of today? What is going on with our young people that a vicious attack can just happen like that and just nobody bat an eyelash, no one went to stop it? Just what do you think is going on today?
They're lost. They need guidance. And it all starts with us. It starts with our neighbors. It starts with our teachers, the lack of the government. I'm just lost for words right now on how.
Yeah. Did you see the video?
I haven't seen the video. I haven't
okay.
seen the video.
Because it's very disturbing.
And that's what I've heard. And it's.
So growing up in Philadelphia, and, you know, I know that's like a major inner city. How was it growing up there? Because it seems like what people don't realize is hood to hood, project to project, it's the same, you know, it's the same violence going on. It's the same nonsense going on. So how was it in your neck of the woods?
In my neck of the woods, people have the same mentality. It's like we've been brainwashed year after year after year. Just being content with not wanting more, not wanting to do more, not wanting to better ourselves, just being okay with living off the system, being on welfare. It's okay to be pregnant at 12, 14.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not getting married first, not, you know, wanting to go to school and be educated, just, you know, wanting to belong, have a sense of belonging, being in the gangs. And thinking, hey, you know, this is what a family is supposed to be like because I'm in this gang, my gang is better than your gang, so I have a sense of belonging and a sense of someone actually cares about me. But no one really cares about you when you're involved in a gang like that. They just, it's a moment, in the moment thing, living in the moment.
Exactly. And then when you get shot or when you end up in jail, none of your homeboys write you. No one comes to see.
Nope.
The only one you have to talk to is your mother. You're calling
right.
your mother Colette. You're running up her bill, but you can't call your homeboys.
Right.
And that's the shit I want people to start realizing. I want these young boys to wake up. Don't believe this hype. Do not believe what the media is feeding you. There's more to life than age 18. And it's too bad. Now let me ask all y'all that's on right now, and I'm gonna list some more callers, and I got some more people calling in. Just a second here, Sunshine. Let's see here. 704, you're on the radio. Who is this?
Hi, this is Trina.
Hey, Trina.
How are you?
So what are you thinking about the show so far? I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. I think the show is good. I think it's a positive show, and I just want to put my input on what.
Okay. So what are you thinking of? What do you think is going on with the youth today, and how was it when you were younger and growing up?
Okay, when I was young and growing up, it was a lot of violence, but not as much as it is now in our age and time. I think that it starts from home, where the parents need to instill in their kids that they are the leader, and they have to listen to the parents. Whereas I am a school teacher, and I work with kids, and a lot of
mm-hmm.
parents are telling the kids that they don't have to listen to the teacher. So if they're not having to listen to the teacher, then they are going to listen to other people like they want to listen to their friends. They want to be followers.
And lack of respect.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And if they,
what were you saying, Sunshine?
Lack of respect.
Yeah. So do you think, because it's like we can put the blame everywhere. We can say, you know, the teachers need to do this and the principal needs to do that. But I honestly feel, and some people disagree with me, but I honestly feel like it starts in the home. How do you guys feel about that? Neil, what do you think about that as a male, as a black male? Where do you think it starts from?
Well, personally, you know, I came up in a pretty, you know, bad environment. But growing up, you don't really realize it's bad because my home was happy. Which I thought it was happy. Everything was just normal. But, you know, growing up in those type, you know, situations, I had respect for my mom because they always had me in different type activities after school or whatever it was. And then, you know, I always heard the cliche, you know, it starts at home. But it really did when I think about it for me because I respected what my mom thought, so I never wanted to be caught out doing the wrong things. And I really love, like, the sport that I was in. So I had something that I attached to, you know, that I really wanted to do in life. So it sort of kept, even though I saw my friends doing it, having the money, this and that, my mentality was always like, well, I'm going to get it the right way because I know that's here today, gone tomorrow, you know, they were getting locked up every day. So for me, it started with respect for my mom at home, and also I had a love for something outside of school.
Okay, so now let me ask y'all this as far as the parents nowadays, because I was a young parent. People who follow me on YouTube, Twitter, people who know me outside of, you know, the internet world, y'all know my kids, you know, y'all know my age. I had my son at 18, and it was hard. It was hard being a young mom, and I had the support of my family, but I just felt like I would see other people's situations. I just didn't want that for my kids. And I felt like, you know, we have to change. Just because you're a young parent, just because you have a baby at a young age, is not an excuse to be a lazy parent. It's not an excuse to not care about your kids or to put or to push your child off on the grandparent. You have to raise your children. And I feel like in this day and age, we have a lot of lazy parents, parents who make excuses. It's everybody else's fault for what's going on in their household. Do y'all agree? What do y'all think?
Yeah,
I agree. I agree. It definitely starts in the home, how these kids are, you know, being brought up and raised and type of life they've been exposed to at that early age, at such an early age.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got people in the chat room talking here. Let me just read some of the comments in the chat room. We have RBM, So Real, and they're saying that it's a combination of home and self-worth, and I definitely agree with that. You definitely have to love yourself and have some self-worth. Creole Sugarface is saying that she thinks that we need more mentors.
Wow.
Chocolate Dream. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
oh,
we
go ahead.
Need more mentors. I think a lot of parents need to, like, I'm a single mom. I have a son. And I just keep my son in church activities. I try to put him in as much things as I can. Like the young man said, his mom put him in things. And he went back to those things when he, you know, so he wouldn't get in trouble. So if we do have more mentors and we as a parent do the right thing, then we won't have to worry. They will do things, you know, going about, you know, getting in trouble, but they will always remember what their parents instilled in them, and they will want to stay on the right track. So I do
right.
Exactly. And somebody in the chat room, Chocolate Dream wrote, I think it may depend on the person. They may be around negativity, but it doesn't mean that you have to follow the negativity. Is basically
right.
what she's saying. And that's kind of what you were saying, you know, even though you're around the killings and everything that was going on in Connecticut, you didn't feed into it. Your mom kept you grounded.
Right.
Am I right or am I wrong?
It was just I grew up in the South of, you know, for the first 10 years, and respect was a big thing, you know. And I noticed my friends up north, they had broken homes, and, you know, they looked at me and was like, I was lucky that I had both my parents. And I didn't really understand that at that time, but that
mm-hmm.
was really the foundation that kept me kind of on track.
Well, that's good. That's good. Let's see here. We have some more callers calling in here. Just a second.
And another thing, I hate to see some of these young ones that, you know, grow up in this type of environment and, you know, lifestyle, and when they get older and they're grown, they still like to use that as an excuse to still act a fool. Well,
right.
I've been brought up this way. I've been exposed to this. This has happened to me when I was little. You're grown now. You're able to know right from wrong now and make your own choices as an adult. Quit using that excuse.
Exactly, I agree. The caller that just came in on the line from 704, please ID yourself.
Hi, my name is George. How are you, lovely T?
Hey, George, how are you?
I'm fine.
So what are you thinking about the show so far? What do you think about the teenagers? You sound like an older man.
Old school, dear. Old school.
I know that's right. I wanted some old school folks to call in. What do you think about my generation and the generation coming up now?
Hey, George, how are you?
Well, it's just different.
Turn the radio down, George. Pop your radio. We can hear stuff in the background.
Just a minute.
Okay.
All right. Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I
people in the chat room are laughing at you.
I got. I have a son. He's 20, and he was shot in the back when he was 16. Matter of
wow.
fact, he still has the bullet in his back. It's next to his spinal cord, and it's too close to take out. They told us, me and his mom, when we got to the hospital, that he would never walk again, but by the grace of God, that he's walking. But the difference from my generation and the younger generation is this crazy ego. And I was told ego is just stands for easing God out. When I was growing up, you got in a fist fight. Whoever won, a couple of days later, you guys are back tight, or you just didn't hang around each other. But now, it's all about this ego and got to be the man, trying to hurt people, trying to kill people over nothing, bumping into somebody, you pulling out the gun, shooting, stepping on somebody's shoe at the club, shooting is crazy. I mean, the Klan doesn't have to do anything because they're doing it. We're doing it for them.
You're right. Back then when you were younger, it was more being scared of the Klan, and now it's just you have to be scared of other black folk.
Well,
why
now,
do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know. I could say you could put it on some rap music, but you can't really blame it on the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just like they said in the 60s, rock and roll ran the white kids wrong. People are just mean. They've taken prayer out of the school, corporal punishment out of the schools. But, like, getting back to my son, I just look at the black youth, and I love him to death, but he and his friends, they just hang around. I mean, they just...
They don't have no goals,
like,
no gumption. How do you just hang on the corner all day is what I don't get. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I grew up around all this nonsense where I could get on the bus to go to school and the same dudes are on the corner, and I can get out of school 8 hours later, get off the bus, and they're still on the corner. I don't get that.
at the same, yeah, not the other, not a corner down the street, the same corner, and they have no pride. And I tell my son, y'all have no pride in yourself. I remember when I graduated from high school, and everybody who graduated from high school, there was always a graduation party. But if you did not graduate, you wasn't welcome.
You weren't
at the
there.
Party. Yeah,
this is
a party for the graduates. You came party, but now, you know, they come and disrupt the party, and it's all right. I dropped out in the 10th grade, and you know, and
going to a graduation party, ain't that something?
Yeah, like,
but you
yeah,
got,
you,
I've heard of people. I've heard of people registering at colleges just to like join the queues, and then they drop out of college. It's like, you know, I just don't get the mentality. It's like everybody wants to be in a clique. Everybody wants to hang out. Everybody wants to belong. I just don't get it.
And that's
and
a shame.
Let me just go back to the chat.
But that's a shame because you have to have a certain grade point average to join a fraternity or a sorority. So these people who are not—they're not dumb, but. I don't know. But
yeah, it's really sad. I'm sorry to hear
about
your son.
Yeah, me too. It goes.
A lot of people in the chat room are saying that they're sorry to hear about your son getting shot. They're saying a lot of good things in the chat room. Creole Sugarface is saying that she thinks the schools need anti-violence programs. Four Lost Souls is saying the African race hates its own kind. So I mean, it's a lot. It's a great issue. But what were you going to say, Sunshine?
What I was saying, it just goes back to a sense of wanting to belong to whether it's a fraternity or sorority or a gang. It starts at home, like you were saying in the beginning. It really, I truly believe it starts from home. It's been somewhere. The love somewhere has just gotten where these children are feeling like they're not as loved. They have a sense of belonging.
Right.
I don't know where it is. I don't know where it.
They're saying in the chat room. Yeah, they're saying in the chat room. I'm not sure if it's a Miss or Mister. Sorry. RBM says, why does the black community feel they need to be hard to be the baddest of the bunch? And Creole Sugarface says that she feels like it's a lot of hopelessness out here, and it's very desperate people. And Dre is saying that it creates a lot of negativity all the way around.
Right, and another thing, they're out seeking attention. That's their way of getting attention. And like the lady just said, you know, they want to belong someplace. And that's why they're joining gangs and all that type of stuff, you know.
Let me ask a question real quick to Trina, the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Are you still on the line, Trina? Are you seeing kids, like, just behaving badly at a younger age? Like, because now what I'm seeing now when I go to my son's elementary school, first of all, half the girls look as developed as I am. I mean, some of these girls are just so grown for their age, and their behavior is so grown. And you know, I see the young boys out here with their pants sagging, you know, ears pierced. I mean, we did all that when we was younger, too, but it's like it was junior high. Now it's elementary school. Are you noticing that in the schools, or is it just me? We have a lot of college calling in.
Yeah, I'm noticing it in the schools, but in elementary schools, but it's not as bad as the school high and the high school. But it is bad.
Okay.
Of the kids in elementary schools, they have a lot of anger management problems for some reason.
The elementary school kids do?
Yeah, that's
because their butts ain't been popped, that's why.
Yeah, they're more.
They need a beat now. I know that's right. Sometimes you got to whoop your kids. Sorry, y'all. Keeping it real, you can't let your. I cannot let my children run me. I'm not. I refuse to. I wasn't raised that way.
Right. You see a lot of that going on now too.
Where the kids will turn around and tell the mom, "I'm not doing it." Child boo.
Right. And they think they can just up and call. Called Child Protective Services or called DHS, and my mom beat me, or tell the teacher, and, you know, it's a wrap.
But a lot of
parents, exactly. But like Trina was saying, you have parents that are so disrespectful nowadays. They'll tell the kids, you don't have to listen to your teacher. I know my friend who was a teacher. She quit because it got to the point where the parents were trying to come up to the school trying to fight the teacher. So it's like we just don't have respect. Period. It's ridiculous.
I've noticed with the younger kids as well, we have a lot of kids that's wanting to be in cliques as well. And I don't know why they follow the kids is doing the bad things and stuff like that. So, and this is like my first time ever noticing something like that where younger kids are trying to be in cliques now.
Mm-hmm. Let me let in another caller. I'm sorry, you guys. I know there's so many calls coming. I'm trying to go down the row. We have another. 704 is a hot area code tonight. 704, you on the line. Who is this?
Oh, this is Darnell.
Hey, Darnell. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
So what you thinking about the show, the show so far? What do you think about these teenagers out here, the beating in Chicago, and why these kids are out here just wilding out?
Well, I mean, it's the beating in Chicago is senseless. I went back and watched the video after I heard about it. It didn't make any sense. If you sit there and look at all of them, they're all young, and they all look like they're in middle school. I know all of them are too young to be doing all that. Like, I know when I was coming up, nobody was trying to do all this fighting and stuff like that. It was after middle school when they were doing this stuff. I mean, people got in their little scuffles when we were younger, but
mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything like that, like the gang violence. Like you were saying earlier, I was listening to the show, it's happening younger and younger all the time. Like,
yeah. It's
bleeding to the elementary schools and things like that now. And I agree with everybody else about the it starts at home and stuff like that, but really, in my opinion, it's to the individual person also, because
okay.
I had both of my parents at home. Now, I did some things and made my own decisions. I'm only 25, and I've been arrested once, and that was due to decisions that I made myself when I know that I was raised by two good parents. My parents were great to me. Really wanted for too much of anything, but it was the things that I decided to do on my own with people that I
So let me ask you, Darnell, when you decided to do wrong or make the wrong decisions on your own, did you feel like, did you just do it on your own? Was it like pressure? Were you trying to be cool? Were you trying to front for your boys? Just kind of break that down to us, like as far as like what was making you, you know, I mean, of course, we have to have a sense of personal responsibility. I agree with that, but I notice a lot of time when kids or young people commit crimes, they're doing it for attention. They're doing it to, like, you know, get attention from females, like I'm badass, or get attention from their homeboys, whereas if it was just them on their own and they didn't have anybody egging them on, they wouldn't necessarily do it.
A lot of it, I would have to say, came from influence. Like, I had a couple of friends that I thought was, like, really cool, and, you know, They had a lot of stuff that I didn't have, and it was an influence, and I wanted to kind of be like them. But, you know, all of it wasn't an influence. It was just me feeling like the way that I felt about the situation that I was in, too. But I would have to say about probably 80% of it was the influence that I was around. Not necessarily that it came from my own.
Okay. Do y'all agree with that? Do you guys see more and more kids doing it because of outside influences? I see somebody in the chat room saying, let's see here. They said around where they're at, they just send the kids outside. They don't spend time with their kids, period. And that's Dre saying that. Chocolate Dean is saying,
right.
It's true.
They let the streets raise their kids.
Yeah, yeah. And John T. just wrote in the chat room, he believes that a lot of people, some of these teens are doing it for attention purposes as well.
What?
You know, and that, you know, I think I'm the baddest on the playground type mentality. And let me let in another caller here. I'm steadily going down the road, y'all. Be patient with me. Another 704. Who is, let's see here. Just a second, I'm sorry. 843. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
843?
Hello?
Hello? 843,
can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Rochelle. I'm in the chat room at RBM So Real.
Oh, okay. Hey, Michelle.
I was just, it starts at home. I really believe it starts at home. And the kids, like, they want to be, you go through stages in life, like you want to belong, you want to do this and that, and then once you become, you come into yourself and you accept who you are, what you are, and what you're going to do, you know, you move away from all that senseless and craziness. And, like, I really want to say it starts at home because, like, I'm coming from a one-parent home, and my mother, she instilled in me goals. I mean, she made sure I did my homework. She made sure that I didn't get in any trouble, you know. And it's like she made me see that it's more in life. Like, you got to want something for yourself. And when you have goals, you have something to lose. A lot of people that just hang out in the corner, that don't do nothing with their life, they don't have nothing to lose. So they have this I don't care attitude.
And I agree with that. And I'm glad that you brought that up because you said you were raised by a single parent. And seeing a lot of people use that as an excuse. Well, I'm raised by a single parent. My daddy wasn't there, so I ain't going to be shit. And see, your mother didn't raise you that way. And that's what irritates me with that excuse with the single parents, because I know a lot of single parents, and they're hardworking, and they're raising their kids to do the right thing. So I'm tired of that excuse. It's like a crutch down. Because my daddy wasn't around, I have the right to kill somebody. Your daddy not being around, I'm sure that influenced you in a way, and it hurt, but you still should know at a certain age the difference between right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you said that part about your mom being a single mother, but she still handled her job, and she still raised you to be a proper young lady.
Because, like, to be honest, like, I mean, everybody's different. I only remember crying about my daddy, like, twice, to be honest. And, like, because it's something you, okay, if you're raised without a father from day one, you don't really, I mean, you miss him, because it's at times when you see at parent-teacher nights, you see other fathers with their children, that's when it gets to you. But on the day,
but how can you really miss something that you never really had?
Exactly, like a constant factor, like a constant factor. Like, how do you use that as an excuse? I mean, it's something, this has been in the equation since the get-go, so it's not nothing you can really fault. You know, it's something that you get used to. And in my opinion, like, me having been raised in a single parent home, it gave me strength, because to see my mother work 3 jobs and still for us to have, you know, I mean, it may not be something I should be saying, but like I think I started cooking. Me and my brother, we learned how to cook when I remember cooking around like 8, 9. You know, it's just what we had to do. We were responsible. I stayed home a lot by myself, but I'm 19, and I've been living on, my mother passed when I was 11. I'm 19. I've been living on my own since I'm 17, and like, it's made me more independent, you know. I don't.
Let me go to
like,
the chat room real quick. Dre said something in the chat room. He said it's true. He said he talked to some friends who were in gangs, and even some of the friends who were in gangs said, "This is not the lifestyle you want. It isn't worth it." But even these gangs are telling, you know, other kids it's not worth it, but still kids are still wanting to join gangs and wanting to belong.
Right.
And then somebody else wrote in here, kids think crime equals fast money. And I agree with that, and I think a lot of the where they're getting the fast money and the crime from is from some of the hip-hop music. Because it's like, you know, everybody wants to be a rapper, everybody wants to be a baller, but everybody can't. Everybody can't. So it's like the next thing everybody talks about in the music is, you know, well, let's go rob some people. Let's go do this. Let's go hit a lick. I think that's sad. Anybody agree, disagree?
I agree. Right. I think that goes – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, ma'am. Ladies first.
Oh, thank you. I think it goes back to, like, what I said in the chat room with people wanting to be the baddest bunch, the baddest person in the bunch. It's like they want to get this respect, and they get it by force, by power. And as far as the music go, when they're, you know, a lot of people don't accept the rappers that are just, like, very lyrical and aren't talking about violence. The ones that are making money and making hits are about selling drugs, violence, killing, all that nonsense. And I don't know why our community feels like, about black men, why do they feel like they have to be hard? Why do they have to show that their manhood, you know?
Okay, let me get another caller in here. We got somebody calling in from the 651. 651, state your name.
My name is Tomas.
Hey, Tomas, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, T. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, sweetie. I'm glad you called in. That's my area code. So you must be from St. Paul, I'm assuming.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, all right.
St. Paul, Minnesota. Originally, I'm from Texas. I'm calling in on the Latino side of things.
Okay.
You know, so I just kind of wanted to say that it just doesn't affect the black community, but as well as the Latino community. I grew up around gangs. I was in a gang myself growing up in Texas, and my parents moved us up north to kind of break away from that. But little to be known that it happens worldwide. It's just not in certain big cities, but it also happens in small towns and whatnot. My whole thing is this, is that it does stem from the lack of home teaching for our young youth. Growing up, you know, I was influenced a lot by my community and the strength of my community, but at the same time, you know, it also depends on how your parents go about teaching you how to respect yourself as well as your elders. And I think that's the sense that America has lost today, is the fact that we as a people don't come together and teach our kids. It takes a village to raise one child. And we've lost that in today's society. It's all about I, or my, or me. A lot of people want to just be individualized, and that's not the way to go with things. You know, we got to stay in the sense that it takes all of us to raise just one, you know. I broke away from the gangs and whatnot and tried to better myself, you know, so now I kind of own my own small multimedia company. And how everybody's been talking about the music and the movies and whatnot, we need to come to the understanding to teach our youth that this stuff is put out just to make money, but at the same time, we got to understand that it's just entertainment. And that's
exactly.
It.
And that's, but see, that's the problem. A lot of parents are, you know, they're not trying to face the reality that their child might be in a gang, or they're thinking it's an inner city problem. But like you said, there's kids in the suburbs who gang bang harder than the kids in the city. I've seen it. There's kids in the suburbs who try and represent harder than the kids in the inner cities. But their parents don't want to believe it because we're in the suburbs. We live in a 5,000 square foot home. My child would never be a member of the, you know, whatever gang. And so that's the problem. So when these kids are listening to the music, they're not having anybody tell them that that's just a facade. That's just a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these rappers out here are not living that type of lifestyle. And if they are, believe me, they done sold their soul to get the money that they have anyway.
Right. And a lot of these guys, you know, they went to school. They're educated. So, you know, they got to where they're going because they've been educated on how to get there. But, I mean, at the same time, we as people got to touch back into the community and be around them and try to teach them how to do better, how to get out of those type of situations, and give them something better to look for in the future as opposed to just leaving them out there. You know, I used to work in a school where it was a bunch of urban kids that were kicked out of every school within the district, and so all they had left was to go to this charter school. And it's just, to me, it's like, how can you leave those kids out there? You know what I mean? It's like, how do you just leave them out there to defend for themselves when they still need that guidance from, you know, the community and the elders, their parents? It's like, where are these kids' parents? You know, you got 15, 13-year-olds having babies, then they turn around and teach their kids the same thing that they see on the TV. I mean, we're just losing them as they're growing up.
Yeah. I definitely agree with what you're saying. Let me go ahead and let some more callers in here. I mean, I don't mind. I'll keep as many callers on because I want to keep the discussion going. Let's see here. We have another 704. Let's see. No. There we go. 704, who is this? 704. Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Hello? 704, who is this?
704. Hello?
How's your radio?
704, who is this? This is Ty.
Hey, Ty, how's your radio?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody listening, when you call in, make sure you pause your radio because it's doing a lot of backfeeding. So just pause your radio. As soon as I stand by to let in a caller, pause your radio. I'm going to say your area code. If it's your area code, just pause it no matter what because it's going to flood on the show. But, hey, Ty, thank you for calling in today. Go ahead and what do you think about the show? What do you think about the teams of today? How were they when you were in school?
I mean, when I was in school, there was violence, too. Me being from New York, there was violence all the time. I mean, I grew up with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. But as I got older and learned more about God and myself, I kind of changed and got out of that, you know what I mean, in that mentality. You know, that's something
that comes with age. What part of New York are you from?
South Jamaica, Queens.
Okay, so you from like where 50 Cent and all these rappers is from, and you made it out of South Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah, so now I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. So now what do you think as far as like the whole parenting thing? What do you think is like the parents' responsibilities? Because I'm steadily hearing the excuse when I get emails on YouTube that, you know, it's a single parent thing. I'm a single parent. I understand that, but you still have to raise your children. You still have to look out for your children. No one else is going to look out for your kids but you.
Yes, I agree. I mean, the thing is that nowadays is that, you know, TV is raising the children. You know what I mean? I would say that, you know, it's harder for one person to do it, but it does take a village, and it takes a strong, I would even go forth and say a woman, because there's more women, more single-parent women than there are fathers. With me being a single-parent father, you know, I know I'm the minority, you know, so the thing is that you have a woman doing a lot. She's working, like my mother worked two jobs, you know, she worked two jobs. The things that I did without her knowing was out of, you know, it took trust and it took me doing a lot of the stuff that I did. It took a lot of intuition and her trust in me, and it wasn't easy on her behalf. Her working nights and days to support us in New York, me and my little brother, you know. It took me making a conscious decision that I wanted to be there to help her, and I wanted to be there for her and not wanted to cause more problems to her. You know, everybody's not built the same way. I mean, so it does take parents being on top of their child, and it's not easy, especially being a single parent.
It's not easy with two parents. Believe me, it's not easy with two. So I know it's hard. You know, with one. You know, but it's still, you can't say that it can't be used as a crutch. You know what I'm saying? That's just all the more reason why you have to be more, because it's just you and that child.
I would even say that everybody's different, you know, so everybody's child is different. You know, it might require somebody to be a little, you might require you to be hard on one child and easier on another, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends. If you know your child, then you need to really pay close attention to your child. A lot of parents don't really know their child, you know. We've all heard that commercial, it's 10 o'clock at night, what is your child doing? You know, a lot of people really don't sit down and have a conversation with their child and get to know what they're thinking. And that's one thing I can commend my mother for, because, you know, she allowed us to speak. She wasn't the type who was like, you know, stay in the child's place, you know, you can't say anything. She wanted to know what we was thinking so she can correct what we was thinking.
Exactly, and I think that's a really good way to be. Let me go to the chat room real quick because the chat room is jumped in. Okay, let's see here. Dre 23 said, TV, music, and videos in the streets are raising our children. Soldier 7 said, when will someone call out these royally piss-poor parents, piss-poor poverty, pimp preaching, and political figures? I agree. So a lot of people have a lot to say in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and let another caller in. Let's see here. Who's next?
Hello?
612. Turn down your radio, please.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
This is Miss T in Minnesota.
Hey, another Minnesotan calling in. Turn your radio down, Miss T.
Okay. Give me a few seconds. I'm not by the computer. Okay.
Okay, so you calling MST. So what do you think so far about the show? I mean, it's been a lot of good things talked about. We don't have much time left. But go ahead and tell us what you think about the youth of today and what do you think the problem is? Like, what's going on with our young people?
I disagree, and I agree with a lot of the comments from some of the callers that you've had. Tomas in Minnesota, I didn't agree with the fact that it's a lot of the music. I mean, music does play a partial image, but the parents have to determine what is entertainment. Now, TV has some things on there that are appropriate for our children, but some things aren't. But that's where your parenting comes in on what to allow your children to see and do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to glamorize what they're seeing because they're not only seeing it on TV, but they're seeing it at school. They're seeing it in their neighborhoods. They're seeing it in their households and in their families. I mean, since we're keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Because if your parent was a gangbanger, what you going to expect of the child? You know what I'm saying?
Or even
the parents are still gangbanging.
Exactly. Even certain family members. You got some parents that aren't gangbanging but are so gung-ho on getting to the club that they're leaving that child over there with the cousin or the sister or brother that they know are gangbanging and drinking and letting whatever happen in front of their children, even though that parent might not be a gangbanger, but they're allowing their children to be in these circumstances. So, I mean, I think it does start with a good family or a good home, whether you're a single parent or not. I've been blessed to not be a single parent anymore, but at one point I was. So I've had best of both worlds. You know, it's just you got to really buckle down and decide what you want your children to see. You have to let them know about those images on TV. I don't, like Tomas said, they're entertainment. Those are not entertainment. Those are things that they're using to brainwash our children to show them this is what you're supposed to be. This is what our black youth is supposed to be. You're not growing up. It's still very rare. Like when we were children from the 80s, you had a couple of positive black families on TV. It's still a very rare.
Yeah, show, different world.
Exactly, and it is still a very rare thing. We're still not displayed in positive images on TV. So you have to decide what you're allowing your children to see, what you're allowing your children to do, how you're talking to your children. You have to talk to your children and make sure they know that this is not entertainment. This is what they want you to be. You should be this. You can be this. This is here for you. We fought for you to have these rights to education. This is not what you have to be because this is your surroundings or this is what you come from.
I know that's right. Can I get a hand clap? I know that's right. I mean, you said it perfectly. It is. It is on the parents. You do have to monitor everything your child watches. People in the chat room are definitely agreeing with you. They're saying that TV is raising the children. People are saying that they're trying to monitor, you know, what their kids watch. The media is demonic. Real talk, the media is demonic. The media will brainwash you into believing what is bad is good. And that's the truth. And once we wake up and realize that a lot of these images and so-called rappers and so-called politicians do not care about us as a people, they care about that money, the all-American dollar. If people would wake up and stop idolizing the Beyoncés and Jay-Zs, they don't care about y'all. You idolizing Beyoncé or going out and buying her album as soon as it drops, all that's doing is putting money in her pocket. She doesn't even know you exist.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm the type of parent that I mean, I'm young, but I'm from the old school. I had my daughter at 16, was pregnant at 15. So I've been, you know, on all spots of the spectrum. And, you know, I can say that, you know, I've been through certain things, but as of how I was raised, you know, I didn't have the best parenting. I'm going to say that, you know, a lot of us didn't have the best parenting. A lot of us have good examples of what we don't want to go through. So now we have to do whatever we can to make the different changes. You know, I'm very involved in school. You know, me and my children go to church. I sit down and not only do I, you know, not only do I monitor what they're watching, I'll sit down and watch it with them. You know, I want to know what's going on in your world. I want to be able to talk to you about what you're going through. You know, you have to get on that level with your children. And like I said, a lot of us know what it is to not have. So you have to do everything you can do as a parent to make that child not feel the same way you felt. That same hurt you felt when daddy or mama wasn't there, you have to do what you can to not repeat that cycle with your children and with your children's children, because the generations will continue positively as long as you're working your butt off to instill that positive in the positivity in them.
I know
that's my opinion. I mean, I see a lot, and I, you know, hey.
I know that's right. And I agree, and that's the whole point. That's why, you know, people are like, oh, why you, you know, you shouldn't tell people that you had a child at a young age. I don't give a damn. Everybody makes, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody is young. Everybody's going to, you know, fall. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's not just
I mean, I'm graduated from college.
But you can come, you can come from that. You can have
exactly.
a baby at 15. You can grow up in the hood, and you can still handle your stuff.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm trying to get across to these young kids out here.
I mean,
don't think because you're a young mom you can't do nothing.
Exactly. See, I mean, when I had my child, like I said, I was 16, and I didn't graduate myself from high school, which I wish I did now, but I didn't because I was so into everything else and what everybody else was doing. But when I went back and took my GED test, the man said, you know, you're very smart. You scored high to being out of school all this time. What would you have done if you would have stayed in school? I said, I guess I would have went to college. You know, I went to college and graduated with honors and things like that. You know, now my child is seeing, you know, my mom can do this. I want to do this. You know, I don't want to do it this way that she did it because she's struggling, you know. It's a struggle when you have kids, but you still can do it because it's what you want. Is what you is the positive that you want, is it you want it bad enough because you got to fight for whatever you want. Nothing good just happens from laying around. So you got to go for what you know. You know, I'm going to tell these kids, keep their head up. I talk to the children all the time. Your children are watching you. People are watching you. People ask me why I do what I do because you never know who you're helping and you never know who you're talking to. That person might have needed a good word from anybody just to keep them from going and beating somebody up or going and robbing a store. Kid might ask you for $10. You may only have 50. But, you know, if that $10 might keep them from doing something negative, give it to them because God's not going to see you go without for helping
right.
one of his children. You know,
right.
this starts with us. We got to start
yeah.
doing things instead of just saying, oh, do this, parents, do that. Okay, like the other caller said, it takes a village. You know, okay, that's why we all have to do our part. Whatever you can do to even the neighbor's kid to help them. That's
exactly.
what we got to start doing because they're going to remember, oh, I remember Miss So-and-so. I remember Miss So-and-so, you know. Even though I come from this, Miss So-and-so always told me, Miss So-and-so always
exactly.
did. So we have to be role models for all of our children in our community.
Exactly. Not just your own, but all of the kids in the community.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I agree with that. Let me bring in another caller. Area code 502.
Hello.
Hello. 502.
Hey, what's up? This is
what's
Greg
up?
That
Who
dude.
Is this?
This is a Greg that dude, and I really like your show, but the reason why I was calling is because I feel like it does start in the home, but at the
mm-hmm.
same time, it's like when you're young and when you're going to school and when you are doing the right thing, especially when you're black, you got people thinking that, oh, he or she thinks that she's better than each other, so that child kind of tends to pull back from what they're doing so they can fit in. Into this crowd, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. What do y'all think about that? That's a really good, valid point, that sometimes when kids are doing the right thing, they get picked on, they're told they're acting too white. You know, just ignorant stuff that we tell our children instead of embracing them and being proud of them for doing the right thing. We look at them like they're suckers.
Okay,
right.
Well, Greg, I had that issue with my daughter because she's in elementary school.
And then, I mean, I guess just your environment. I mean, you could be the best kid in the world, but it's like, you know, you want friends, and, you know, you living in the hood, and it's like the only way they'll be cool with me is if I, you know, do what they doing.
Well, I would say you need to, as the parent, make sure you're
right.
on top of who your friend,
right.
who your child's friends are. You
I
know, I let my daughter, I have friends that are really trying, I mean, it's sad that you don't see as many moms really trying to raise their children the right way, but there are some, and there are people out there, and like I said, how bad do you want it? Because you're going to be involved with your children's friends, their parents, and things like that, and there'll be positive things for them to do. There's cheerleading still, there's sports still, there's recreation center still. It's just what you're doing as a parent with that child,
right.
so they're not only seeing the negative images. You still look at those kids that used to tease you back in the day. Look at what they're doing today. Still stuck in the same situation. And that's why I say you got to be real with your kids. Now you can't just be like, oh, no, they're just being bullies. No, honey, people like that don't change. What do you want to do when you grow up? Okay, well, the doctor is a nerd sometimes in school. That's what it takes. You know, you have to go, you really have to instill that and show there's other kids that like to do these things. You know, it's okay to get good grades. There's nothing wrong with that. You're supposed to get good grades.
We're running out of time. Let me get some more people in here real quick before we run completely out of time here. We have another 651 in the house. Who is this, 651?
This is Tomas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're calling back in? Hold on.
Yes, I'm calling back in.
Okay, hold on. Let me get somebody else here. 215, 215, answer, please.
Selena.
215.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is this?
It's Roger.
Roger.
Hey.
215, so Roger, what do you think about the show? What are you thinking about the teenagers nowadays? Everybody's stating their opinion. What is your opinion so far about the kids now and when you were growing up? Let us know.
Well, first of all, you have a great show. So.
Thank
you. I wish you well with the show and hope to hear many more of these type of shows. But listen, before I go into that, I was looking at your chat room and, oh, God, that's off the chain.
Yeah, it is. It's off the chain. I can't even keep up. There's so many people in there right now chatting.
But listen, you know, I mean, everything's pretty much been said tonight. You know, just some of the things that I really think is we need to have more positive outlets in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, it could be church, it could be, you know, any organization that wants to promote something positive. You know, I mean, listen to your show tonight. I don't even know what to say because everyone's going to have a different opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, looking at your chat room there, you know, some people were saying, you know, hey, enough talk. You know, we need more action. You know?
And people giving good solutions, you know, and I think most of the solutions were saying that it starts in the home. It takes a village. You can't just look at it and say, you know, my child, my child, my child. No, I want all the kids in the neighborhood to be able to feel comfortable coming to me if they're having any problems because maybe their mother is not up to it. Maybe their mother doesn't care. But you know what? That same mother that doesn't care, I don't want her child robbing me in 20 years. So, no, you can come and talk to me and ask me for anything. And I think that's how it should be, and that's part of the reason why YouTube and I answer letters and I try and deal with younger people and why I'm really interested in doing shows like this because a lot of people who email me are literally on the verge. I mean, I get letters all the time, anything from that you can imagine, suicide, child molestation, rape, all types of stuff that people email me with, and it's hard for me to handle this, and that's why I want to do an open discussion and have people talk about it because it is we do need action. You know, it's cool that we can come in here for an hour and discuss this, and I'm glad that everybody called in, everybody's in the chat room, but at the end of the day, you know, if you can't help but one child, help that one child. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not going
to
save the world.
It's up for us to be the new community activists like the Betty Shabazz's and the Malcolm X's and the Martin Luther King Jr.'s is up for us to take their place. That's one of the reasons why I got involved in a sorority. And we do mentors where we help young ladies between the ages of 9 all the way up to 18. It's called the Delta Academy, even though we deal with certain ones at different times. We don't just work with we have different sessions for 15 to 18-year-olds, 9 to 13-year-olds, and things that we deal with math and science. We deal with everyday life. We ask them about keeping a journal, and we'll go over things, situations that they're involved with in school and situations that happen in the community. And I'm just really glad that I am being an active participant. I don't even have any children, but I just know how it felt when I was a child and where, you know, we didn't really have too much guidance. We were being raised in the streets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why I got involved.
Hey, is Joyce still on the phone? Hello?
Hello, everybody?
George.
Yep.
He's quiet, George.
Did George have something to say?
Okay, well, right now we have 5 minutes left to the show. This show went by super fast. I didn't expect for it to go by so fast. And I'm sorry for all the callers that are still, you know, trying to call in that I didn't get a chance to get to. But we have 5 minutes left. And basically, you know, I'll keep the chat room open for a while. If you guys want to go in the chat room and talk, I'll come in the chat room and talk to you guys. But the main thing I just wanted to get across is that a lot of young people are having issues. There's a lot of issues out there that we're not going to be able to solve in an hour show. You know, but I want to get everybody's opinions on what they can do. So let's go around one last time. Everyone who's on the phone, say one thing that somebody can do in a child's life to help them.
This is Ms. T signing off. I would say encourage, 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 encourage.
Okay, cool. Next person.
This is Tomas, and I would say consistency.
Consistency, that's a good one. Next person.
Hey, this is Darnell. I would say, you know, make that positive influence instead of that negative influence.
Great. Next person.
This is Sunshine from Philly signing off. I just wanted to give everyone a word of dedication, just being dedicated to not only give back to the black community, but all communities.
Agreed. Next person.
This is Neil, and my word is just play with a random kid on the street. See how they receive you. A lot of times that goes a long way. I see it because I do it in my neighborhood, and the kids, you know, they love me here.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself available. That's it.
I know that's right. Princess, any last words?
Yeah, to the parents, listen to your children. Stop letting the streets and TV raise your children. Show them attention and love.
I believe it. And my final words is I feel that everyone needs to, you know, actively participate in a child's life. Start with your own, because you got to be able to, you know, to do right by your child before you try and run out here and try and help every child. Start with your own. Take care of home first. Make sure your child is doing the right thing, focusing on school. Be more involved. Join the PTA. Be a class mom. Stop by the school. See what they're doing. You know, so I think as a community and as parents, we need to be more involved with our children. So I'm going to be in the chat room. I'm going to jump in there and talk to the people in the chat room for a little bit. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I hope everybody has a good night. We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
All right.
Deuces. Oh, yeah. We're out.
What up?